Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome, everybody, as we begin another week of, no doubt, going to be a wild one. I think there's much that's going to occur this week. We'll see. Our liberty is not over with. Not in any stretch of the imagination. No matter what happens this week, and no matter what happens, frankly, in the long term, we're going to fight for liberty. I am not stopping. I'm not going away. And I don't think you are either. It's great to have you with us, folks. This show is Political Coffee. It's where we talk about politics over a cup of coffee and reflect on the things well, that are really important, the values, the principles of liberty, because those are the things that bind us together, are they not? Even those who don't necessarily agree with us all the time, liberty matters. It matters to every person in this country. And that, of course, is what we try to do on the show, friends, and we've got lots to talk about today. So is it time to move on from Trump? There's an interesting piece in the Federalist, and I frankly disagree with it. It makes some important points, but I disagree with it. Also, you know this business about big tech, social media, censorship? You know, my Parler app is down right now. Because Amazon, which has hosted Amazon Web Services, which has hosted Parler, just cut them off. Now, that has led to other, it's just a ton of people are leaving Twitter, and that's a good thing. Their stock is down. That's a good thing because they ought to be punished in the free marketplace. But other competition, such as Parler, is now being punished by Apple, by Google, and Amazon Web Services. But it's not them. It's not just them, rather. See, there are other platforms, Clout Hub, which I have friends going to. In fact, General Mike Flynn urged people to go to that also. Gab, G-A-B. In fact, on the Liberty Daily, they report the story. Gab had a 753% increase in traffic in 24 hours. So how are we going to communicate if, you know, I'm quite serious, friends. If we were to lose the internet for some reason, let's say China did an attack on us, how would we communicate? Well, fortunately, you have radio. Now, over the weekend, maybe some of you got the same message that I got. And I don't know how true it was, but it is that Apple was planning. You know, I have an iPhone. And I'm an iPhone guy. Apple was planning to do an update. I have no idea if this is true or not. But the update would eliminate the ability for the emergency broadcast system to be used. Because of the fear that Trump was going to invoke martial law, institute the Insurrection Act, bring the military out over the weekend. So you were being urged to turn off the ability of the iPhone to do an automatic update. Okay. So out of an abundance of precaution, I did. Well, nothing happened, of course. It doesn't mean that it can't or won't still, but yeah, nothing happened. Now, I get back to this business of how will we communicate if we don't have apps on our iPhones or Google or Android phones? Hmm? How will we communicate? Well, what if you, I mean, you could say that you could still go to the internet because, you know, Google and Apple, me as an iPhone user, Apple is not going to do away with your ability to go to the internet. Why? Well, because they have platforms on the internet. They have a web browser, right? Microsoft is not going to block that. So is it possible that they could try to block you from accessing certain websites? Like, say, Newsmax, or like the Gateway Pundit, or even KSLM.news, where you can listen to this show live, or you can see the podcast, or you can sign up for our great freedom celebration on January 31st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a Sunday afternoon, folks. Come and join us for a great celebration of freedom. Yep. And it's a KSLM listener party. Yep, that's right. You asked for it. We're going to do it. We've got great country rock music from the 45th Fret. We've got incredibly good food from Adam's Rib and a host of other great restaurants in the area. They're going to be joining us. So why don't you come and join us? Because we're not going to be celebrating freedom. We're going to be celebrating that together. But we're also going to be handing out, honoring and handing out appreciation awards to the people who keep us free and keep us safe. Yes, that's law enforcement, it's military, veterans, first responders, wounded warriors. Yep. We're going to be saying thank you to all of them and honoring them, and even a few fearless politicians. And speaking of one of those fearless politicians, have you seen the hubbub about Mike Nierman? The video of him opening the door and letting the Oregon Capitol protesters walk in. I mean, he opened the door. He also came out and spoke to the group, too. What do you think they're going to do to him? Are they going to censor him? Are they going to try to expel him? Is expulsion a bridge too far? Would Republicans walk out? Should they walk out and shut the so-called virtual session down? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Is it time to move on from Trump? I'm going to read the case being made by an author of an article in The Federalist that I disagree with, but it brings up an interesting point. Oh, and by the way, did any of you see the... have you actually read what Trump stated in his speech in front of the crowd? Did you? Have you read it? You know, the one thing that I can't find there is any incitement of violence. But there's a great article, and again, this is front page of the Liberty Daily. The incitement timeline is debunked. As the ex-Capitol Police Chief says, Pelosi, McConnell, sergeants-at-arms refused security measures. Raheem Kassam, who's often on The War Room with Steve Bannon, which, by the way, he got banned from YouTube. That's why we need to go to these other platforms. And Ron, I'm going to get to you in a moment, so hang on. The Washington Post, of all people, their own timeline proves it was impossible for Trump's speech to have incited any of its attendees to have made it to the Capitol in time for the breach. And by the way, as Trump was openly calling on for the cheering on of congressmen in peaceful protests, Washington Post, which hates Trump, gave the timeline. And the timeline, folks, Trump's speech didn't conclude until 1:11 p.m. It takes 45 minutes to walk at least from the White House down to Capitol Hill. They couldn't have gotten there any earlier than 1:56. In fact, according to the Washington Post, the first rioters who breached the perimeter was a full hour. The first wave of protesters supposedly arrived at the Capitol at 12:40. Trump didn't conclude his speech till 1:11. It would have taken them till 1:56. So who were these people? Well, we know who they were. It was Antifa, folks. And this is the Washington Post. So, for those of you who have been listening to the lie that Trump incited this speech. Really? He incited by his speech, he's incited, rather, this riot. It's impossible, because the first breaches of the perimeter and the first breaches of the actual Capitol building occurred before most or even really any of the Trump listeners could have gotten there. Again, at 1:50, remember, at 12:40, the first breach of the perimeter happened. At 1:50, the first breach of the Capitol happened. The earliest that any of the Trump people could have arrived after he concluded his speech at 1:11, the earliest it could have been would have been 1:56 after the Capitol was breached. So who were all these people? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Is it time to move on from Trump? The subheadline is Republicans need to move on from Trump. This is an article by Nathaniel Blake, a young never Trumper. Trump is too unstable, he writes, to lead a viable Republican coalition. For the GOP to win elections, it needs someone more competent and more moral than Trump. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Ron, let's start with you. I probably will hold you on over the break. What do you think?
First of all, that never Trumper needed to pull his head out of his butt. Number one, like I said, it's probably one of the most, if I only wanted to have an idea what heaven's like, that's the way, just like the song, The House I Live In from Sinatra, it was a mosaic of all Americans, peaceful, loving. I mean, I was on 13th Street, which is three blocks away from the White House when you go across the, I guess there's a bunch of trees right there where he was speaking at, as it faces out toward the Washington Monument. I mean, on my street, there was at least 50,000 people. Okay? And the thing is this, what these guys are, they're selling the same crap that you're hearing from old New Jersey Rat Fink himself, Jabba the Hutt, as I call him, and Christie, and these other. They just want to move and kick the ball. But think about this. They want to put
all right,
the
label
on us.
Hang on, Ron. We're going to go to break. I'll just hold you over to the break because I want your comments today. Just hang on. We'll talk with Ron. Your comments, is Trump too unstable to lead a viable Republican coalition? Back in a moment at 6:20. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Hey, thanks to all of you who came out to the mask protest Saturday around 1 o'clock at the South Salem Commercial Street Winco. I'll talk a little bit more about that, especially Walt, one of our great listeners. It was great to meet him and others of you. Back in a moment to Ron, because I want him to finish up. Because the story that he's telling you about what he saw at him being part of the Trump Capitol rally is very similar to the story that three women told us that are part of a Friday night prayer group that I'm part of in Albany. Very, very similar. Now, I want to thank also Freedom Heating and Air for being one of the great local businesses that chooses to spend their ad money with us at KSLM, because they make this show possible. They make this radio station possible, them and so many of our other great advertisers. And you know what? Big tech can't censor us. You see, we're free. And as long as we're complying with the law, you can listen to us on the radio. So if the internet goes down and big tech censors everything that you, every website or everything else that you go to, you can still listen to us. We'll still be a beacon of freedom. Thank you to Freedom Heating and Air. They believe in freedom too. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go back to Ron. Ron, please continue with your story.
Now I'm going to go back. At the end of the rally, people were celebrating. We had young kids, black, white, Jew, Gentile, singing the praises of the Lord. I witnessed people getting phone numbers, getting hookups, encouraging others. There's just, you know, that's been a lot of them from Pennsylvania, Michigan, some of the background states are just disenfranchised. But we got to lift them up. That's what we do. All that stuff happened, like, right, you know, before an hour, before hour we got done speaking. And afterwards, but you know, it's funny, I recognized three of those people that was from Antifa out here, out west, that was at the 2017 rally, the 2018 support Trump support rally at the Capitol. They was at Lake Oswego, and not a doggone thing. That you want to talk about arresting people? When have we arrested anybody since Obama's plan? Time. When? When are we going to go through? And you're going to, because, yes, there was a few people that was ignorant that followed those guys in. But even so, you did not see them tearing up the building. You did not see them leaving trash in the highways. The streets was clean, even though the businesses were shut down by Miss Bowser, whatever her name is. And the thing is this, it was a shame to have a labor stain on us and no backbone from any Republicans except a handful. It just broke people's confidence. But let me give y'all one little quick thing, people. I say this from the bottom of my heart. As a person who was in the Navy, been out of the Navy 31 years, and visited Hong Kong in 89 after and before Tiananmen Square, we are on that road. If you do not stand up for your liberties, you do not educate your people, your kids, your neighbors on the Constitution, our American history, and you start taking back your community, starting with your local school boards, starting with your local city, county, state government. And, you know, the last thing I got to say, my brother, is that, yes, I heard Bill Curry said he went back there with a bunch of people, but have I seen them make a stand like some of the people younger than us who come from countries of tyranny and everything else? You know who I'm talking about. I don't have to brag. But the thing is this, just being there just to pray and this, that, and another, to be around like-minded people, if heaven's like what I've experienced, I'm ready to go home now. I'm going to tell you right now, that's what makes this country great. That's what makes this place, like Sinatra said, the house I live in, all races and religion, the right to speak your mind out. You should play that for one year anthem so these people can understand what America really means. You can play the Patti LaBelle version at his 80th birthday, it would be even better. But the thing is this, it's not based on a dream. The dream dies if people don't keep it alive. The harmony and unity of our country is based on our Judeo-Christian values, which founded our Constitution, that fought against, won us the Revolutionary War, that helped us do the Civil Rights and the Civil War, and helped us become, in 4 years, we've done things in 4 years that brought this country closer together since any other time in American history between all races. But we're going to let the devil like Pelosi and everybody else dictate, dishonor this president? I'm sorry to say, but she will have to meet her maker, and she'll have to answer for what her causes, just like all the others. What I will say, people, is this. Do not use anger. Do not use violence. Stand up for liberties peacefully and respectfully. Do not fall for Jezebel's or the Satan's, the forked-tongued dragon's drink of blindness. And those shepherds out there, that said their pastor, it's time for you to step up or get out of the way and let God put his people forward and manifest his country in the glory. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Amen. There is a nationwide armed protest that is being put forward by a group called the Patriot Action Network. Now, I'm unfamiliar with these folks, but they've put out a flyer. And it is called the, it is for January 17th, 2021. They're going to march from the Washington Memorial to the White House. And they're asking that people show up at all 50 state capitals. It's called Refuse to be Silenced. It is an armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. That's what this is. Now, I don't know who these folks are. I'm trying to find out who it is that is organizing this here in Oregon. This is on the 17th. Now, on the 19th is the opening day of the Oregon legislature. And a friend of mine, Mark Cosby, and others are putting together a peaceful rally at the state capitol, including trying to have Timber Unity there with their trucks, because the Capitol is going to be closed to we the people. And the idea is to protest the closing of the Capitol, but also to have like a barbecuers going, a big old cookout, have a big old party. That's at the fountain across from the Capitol. January 19th. Stay tuned for more of that. Back in a moment. It is 6:30. Is it time to move on from Trump?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, folks, we are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We're going to go back to the phones. Just a couple of quick heads up here of things that are happening. The event, the Freedom Celebration, is the KSLM Listener Party. It's called a Freedom Celebration. It is $10 per person. That's all it is. If you are a family of four or more, $30. Includes food. I mean, we've got some incredibly good food. We've got a country rock band. The 45th Fret are going to be playing. We're going to be celebrating liberty, honoring those who help us remain free, but also with each other, coming together. So join us. This is Sunday afternoon, January 31st, 2 p.m. Doors open at 1, up at the Ames Ranch outside of Jefferson. You must register online. This is critically important because, first of all, it's a private venue. We're going to have security there. We need to know who's coming, number one. Number two, we need to know how much food to tell our vendors to bring, what to expect. So please go to KSLM.news, click on the Freedom Celebration link, and register online. Thank you to all of you who said that you wanted to do this, because you know what? We listened and we thought it's a great idea. Why not? And we're going to do it. By the way, we may be, I've been asked to broadcast live this show from the state capitol on opening day of the legislature on January 19th. Just got that. So stay tuned. Maybe we'll be doing that live on January 19th from the state capitol. We'll have to see if we can make that happen or not. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. I want to thank Pro Bioscience for being another one of our great sponsors. They produce these great CBD products that I personally use and that I rave about, especially that pain stick. I just can't tell you how good that pain stick is, folks, for me personally. You know, you've got aches and pains. In my case, dumb stuff I did to myself when I was younger. It can really help, but it helps my mother too with her arthritis, especially on her hands. But it's not just the pain stick. Last night I took a little bit of the tincture under my tongue before I went to bed, and I slept so good. If you haven't tried any CBD products, have the confidence to believe you're getting everything, the highest quality, the absolute amounts, the purest, best CBD you can get from Pro Bioscience, because it is Oregon-grown CBD. It's all they use. Check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. Use the discount code New Year to get a 15% discount. And then find out how you can get additional discounts by being a loyal customer. Pro-bioscience.com. As promised, back through the phones, and we'll start first with Glenn. We'll move on to Art, and then Tim. Good morning, Glenn. Your thoughts? Time to move on.
Yeah,
from
Jeff.
Trump?
I woke up a little bit late. Did you discuss some of those emergency so-called broadcasts that we're trying to get into different iPhones and?
I saw that. I turned my automatic update off just in case this is real, or maybe it's just. You know, fear. I don't know. But I turned mine off just in case, because I want to be able to get those emergency broadcast things.
Did you hear the fellow when he was talking about the event that was in Pakistan and the General Electric and all that sort of thing?
No, missed that.
That was a... Now, this guy seemed to be from British intelligence. I think Scotland Yard. And
really?
You know, the power went out in Pakistan yesterday for almost the whole country, and GE was they were focusing on that GE was being focused on because they were going to try to sell a document to sell GE to the Chinese yesterday under a silent agreement, and it was supposed to happen in Pakistan. And Trump was heads up on it, and he knew that a lot of the F-14s and 15s are the engines and so on parts are made for our defense community, for especially the F-16s and 17s and so on and so forth. And the power went down. Power went down for part of Berlin, and he was explaining all this. And you didn't get in on that particular... communique on
that communique?
That communique came on to my my little handheld three times. It came and then it vanished. And this fellow was trying to get a message apart that out that perhaps Trump evoked the Powers Act on Saturday night. And then it was already signed and already in force.
Yesterday when I was in church, my phone started blowing up. I was getting similar things, but I haven't seen anything about it in terms of Trump actually invoking the Insurrection Act. We would know it if he had.
So I'm just kind of wondering, and he was talking about Space Force and that there's energy level that can come out of Space Force through the satellite system that can be helpful to get the messages out via the National Emergency Broadcast System, or if they shut that down, another way especially if you go to, if we begin to go back to our old time radios and what do we call these things? Shortwave. Yes. Uh huh.
And yeah, yeah. No, I think you bring up a good point. What we're seeing happen with big tech, and it's gone beyond big tech now. You've got these other crazy things happening out there that this false narrative has gained all of this steam, and I think we have to push back from it. Number one, that's why I'm talking about today the incitement timeline. Trump was still speaking when the Capitol was breached, okay? So there's no way our people could have done it. So this is a false narrative, and you need to speak that to your friends and your neighbors who are believing the lie that Trump... I mean, they're going to try and impeach him again today, and Nancy Pelosi gave it up last night in 60 Minutes. She said, the reason we're doing this is because so he'll never run again. Now, think about that, Glenn. Doesn't that tell you they're kind of scared of Trump?
Well, according to some of the people that were talking, was there a PSYOP on top of a PSYOP? Did some of our people get in and get Pelosi's computers?
Well, and take apparently them out? There is, yes.
There is. You heard about the communique between Nancy Pelosi and Weaver here in Portland in August.
Ted Wheeler, supposedly, but let me just say something, and Glenn, I'm going to let you go because I do need to move on here, but let me just say, the emails that I told you about on Friday, supposedly between Mike Pence and Paul Ryan in the second Trump debate in October of 2016, the Gateway Pundit did a great expose on that. I think those are false because the so-called website, Pence Ryan, remember, these emails were supposed to have happened in October of 2016. That website, that domain name, was not even purchased until 2018. I don't think it's true. Now, the supposed Nancy Pelosi, and I got this yesterday while I was in church, email to Ted Wheeler. Maybe it's real. Maybe it isn't. Who knows? It could be. I wouldn't put it past her. Anyway. I'm not believing everything, frankly, that I hear or that I read until I see it absolutely confirmed at this point. Let's move on to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say today?
Well, that stuff going on, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, there is.
Number one, any patriot, and that includes Trump, who... is active in exposing and, battling the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, and is battling for our rights and our liberties. I will never turn my back on them. And that includes, of course, Mike Dearman, who you know, the Democrats, are going to try to destroy, because that's what Democrats do. They're trying to destroy Cruz and Hawley and anyone who would question the validity of the vote, and they're going to do that to Nierman. They're going to do it to any patriot who is going to fight for their rights and expose, what exactly has been going on in our country. Now, I don't know, Jeff, if you remember many, many years ago when the Capitol, there was bombs that were actually exploded in the Capitol by terrorists. And that terrorist lady happens to be the head of BLM International. All this stuff is going on, Jeff. Of course, we got to fight for all of our liberties, but we got to push back. We got to expose the garbage, period.
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. Thank you. 6:48, back in a moment with Tim. No, that's not poverty.
As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of it. Stop the car. We gotta move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. Sorry about that. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones. We will go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. I wrote down some notes, and you always talk about stuff, and I want to write some more notes. First thing, I want to know people who listen to your station, what they're going to do. I heard on the station about maybe having donations for the station. Then do it. Number two, President Trump losing the presidency, and or let's talk about him just giving up the fight for it. Well, can you imagine with Trump and his ability to go out and bring crowds and stump, can you imagine being Biden and being the Democrats and having Trump out in the field talking about issues? When you make it personal, you lose, period. Just like when I said, go ahead and talk about the Electoral College and you can't use Trump. It's about voters, not Trump. Now, let's talk about the violence a little bit down at the Capitol. I went to that little session for a little while, and off to the side, off in the corner, there were guys with guns, and they looked like guerrillas. And it just happened to be, as I was walking by, there was a guy. Can you hear me?
Yes, go.
Okay, with ammo clips, and they were loaded with live rounds. So why would you have a weapon with four clips of live rounds when it's a demonstration? As an example, if you're going to have a demonstration, then make it, think of the image. I don't care what you're doing it for, make sure you control the image of it. Second, just like the people with weapons, what image does that give? They can't use it for self-defense because you could carry concealed and do just as well, but you elevate the issue when you have those. You can't have them there. Now let's talk about the impact that we can have. These companies, we talked about Apple, they are governed by the stock market. You could, if you didn't want to get shares, you could boycott the product. And you will drive down the price of the shares. It's easy to do. Let's talk about the NRA real quick. Where were they? Where is the NRA? We're carrying guns because, I don't know, Second Amendment or whatever. Where was the NRA? What are they doing to try to get control of the weapons in these demonstrations? Why? Because they're there fighting for the Second Amendment. And that would prove a little bit that they're more involved, or Second Amendment is more important than carrying a gun. So,
all right, Tim.
I get so tired because this is easy to do. Now let's talk about Trump.
But Tim, you have to admit that yeah, people are openly carrying guns at the Capitol. Rifles with live ammunition, because it's their right to do it. They feel that trumps any image issues that are out there. So who do you think loses in that argument?
I think the ones that are demonstrating. Why?
Because they appear to
have, they could have anticipated that, and then have their actions correspond with what they participated. They could have had a demonstration without marching. If they thought there would have been a group that was going to impact them, they could have done the same thing without marching. And they could have done the same thing if they didn't have people there that would elevate it. Stay there,
all right, Tim,
and do your demonstration.
Thanks for your opinion. I'm not sure that I agree with you totally on that, but I appreciate your opinion and expressing it today, because that's what it's all about. We'll drop Tim and we'll go on to Rich. Rich, you got a couple of minutes. It was good seeing you out there Saturday at the Winco mask protest and your Open Oregon sign.
Thank you. Did you know that Kate Brown in the Oregon, the Statesman Journal has now made the people over 75 expendable?
Yeah, I guess they're not going to be getting first priority on them, their vaccine things, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's because the people over 75 might vote for the conservatives.
Maybe so. By the way, why don't you share with the audience, we got a couple of minutes left, the great statistics that you gave me on the street. Why don't you share with the audience how you gave that to the protesters who were protesting us, who think that you should wear masks?
Oh, they didn't want it.
I offered it to them,
and I offered to explain it to the only one that wanted it was that nice lady, I think her name was Abigail from the Statesman Journal. She took it and was real interested in it. But the people there that were saying that they are pro-mask, I tried to explain it to them and said, no, we're not interested. So it was kind of interesting. And remember that thing I sent talked to you about with Teddy Roosevelt?
Yep.
Where it said that if you want to anger a conservative, tell him a lie. If you want to anger a liberal or a socialist, tell him the truth. Well, that seemed to be the norm. There's another lady from was doing Twitter that talked to me after the Statesman Journal lady, and I offered to give her a copy of what I gave you, and she refused to take it, too. She didn't want to see the statistics that showed that we've closed down the state for 1,575 deaths on as of 8/1/21.
And how many?
And the rumor is that Brown's sending some of these vaccines to California, so I guess we don't need them.
Nah, we don't need them. Yeah, amazing. Thanks,
so
Rich.
The only one who seemed to be interested was the nice lady from the Statesman Journal. She actually took it. We actually talked about my list, and I suggested that she do some more research and say that we don't close down the state when we lose 32,330 people from January to October of last year, but we're darn tootin' we're going to shut it down for 1,575. So I called it the election year virus, and she laughed.
Because there's probably more truth to it that she's unwilling to actually admit.
Well, I don't think she can admit it, but I don't think she was anti. She wasn't against it. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. And I'm going to go over those statistics, too, a little bit, folks, in the next hour, because it plays into part of what's going on with Kate Brown in this state. In fact, I got a great letter, a tweet from Dwight about a business that I know really well. It's a Neufeld's restaurant out in Almsville, and how the owner of the restaurant, along with a gym owner that's in the in the Oregonian, saying, open us up. We're not the problem. Back with your phone calls, more of that. 2 more hours to go on Political Coffee. Don't go away.